Blog Talk Radio.
From the Boomer and the Babe studio at the Feeding Arizona building in Youngtown, Arizona, it's time for Success or Failure with Tom and Terry. Success or Failure is the show that gives you methods and principles to guide you to your best business and your best self. Now here are Tom Legering and Terry Munther.
Hello, and thank you for joining us on Success or Failure. The choice is yours. I'm Dr. Terry Munther, and along with me is Tom Legering.
And good morning, all.
And Tom is an entrepreneur and author, and each month we get together on this program to discuss and share ideas for meeting personal and financial goals and improving the quality of our lives. We'll talk about the tried and true concepts found in the book Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours, and we'll hear from business partners and guests about their projects, success stories, and how they're finding their path to a happy, healthy, and successful life. We hope you'll join in the conversation by calling or emailing us with your thoughts and comments at blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe or www.successorfailure.org. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Terry Munther and Tom Legering on the other end. Again, we're separated by about 1,500 miles. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good morning, Terry. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, hopefully this will be our last show for a while that we will be separated. Usually we're all at the studio in Youngtown, Arizona, or at an office in Sun City, Arizona, as we've shared the last few months. I'm up in Washington State, about 1,500 miles away from where Tom is, and thankfully, due to the miracle of technology, we're being able to pull off this show and hopefully provide you with some good information or thought for the month, and then, of course, we'll be back next month. So, Tom, you've got some interesting stuff coming up. Do you want to mention a few things about it real quick, and then I'll jump in?
Okay. One of the things that's happening in my life, primarily because I read my own book and do planning and try to get things figured out, what I want to get and get out of my life and what I want to put into my life. I've made the regional team to go and compete in the World Golfers Championship in San Antonio, Texas. I'm leaving today at about 11 o'clock to drive down to San Antonio, take my motorcycle and go down there. I'm in a tournament, with a two-day tournament, with the goal of being on the U.S. team to represent the United States against 34 other countries in South Africa. And it's something that we're trying to promote at Sun City Country Club. And it's just an absolute excellent way to use the international language of golf. It's the same thing that we do with when we teach kids, autistic kids, how to play golf. We're not trying to make them the next Arnold Palmer. What we're trying to do is teach them motor skills and social interaction. So it's just a real fun thing that I'm able to compete at the level that God's given me some talent, and then I use the principles in the book to get myself motivated to go.
Well, you're always on the go, I can tell you that. And you told me before we came on the air, you're also going to ride your motorcycle again down there, and you're an avid motorcyclist, if that's the proper term. So you're off on the road again.
Yes, and this time I get to go with my son, so we're not going to, you know, try any endurance riding. It's 1,000 miles, and it takes us about 16 hours to do it, so we'll just kind of mosey down there. It's a lot of open country, shall we say. It's not a lot of the scenic part of the United States.
Well, it's exciting, and good luck from all of us. Represent us well and come home with a trophy or at least some great tales to tell us. I've been up here, as I said, in Washington State, This is where I was born and raised, and where still most of our family and friends, well, not all of our friends, but family and many friends still reside. And this month, Tom, I was kind of thinking about what my message would be for the show, and really it's about our chapter two in that book, which you entitle A Balanced Life. And in that chapter two, as we talk about getting on the path to success, and you speak very eloquently about it indeed is a path and a journey, and we've got to get started and we've got to set goals. But then the second chapter of the book really says before we can move forward, we also have to make sure that we're happy, that we're healthy, that we have balance in our life, that we're giving back to community and take care of our spiritual needs. And so that's really the concept of that chapter of the book. And I was thinking about that, that's still why we're here. As the weather is cooling and typically we would be heading south for the winter, is we're at that stage in our lives, being baby boomers and with aging parents, that we're having to take care of some of our family's health issues and long-term planning and those sorts of things. And that's okay. That's part of life, is that we take care of our parents and family who have taken care of us, as well as continue to care for family and friends. And it led me to a kind of an analogy or a metaphor, you know, as we're traveling down the road, whether that be in a car or a motorcycle, sometimes you will see someone along the road who needs help, a broken down vehicle or whatever. And we know we've got to get somewhere, and we know the time that we want to get there. But still, we know also the right thing to do is to pull over and assist and do what we can to help out someone who needs additional help, regardless that takes us off our path or delays us for a period of time. And typically when we do that, you know, it gives back to us fourfold or more. You know, the people we assist are so appreciative, and really it fulfills our life as well. And that, I think, is really about that chapter two of the book, Tom, but also as we, you know, my wife and I talked about, well, we should be heading south. It's getting cool. It's time to get back to Arizona and get back to retirement and golfing. But we had people who need us up here with health issues, et cetera, and parents who we have to assist. And so we got off to the side of the road, and we're taking more time, and we're giving assistance to people who we should. And that's okay, because I think that's part of, again, Tom, and a bunch of things in that chapter too. It's about giving back. It's about balancing our lives, but it's also about improving those family and friend relationships, which I think then make us much more whole and happy and healthy, in order to get back on the road then and head toward our path of success, whether that's enjoying retirement or getting a new job or career or making more money or heading to the next event. So those are my initial thoughts as I think about our book and the programs that we run and really how it affects my life. Any thoughts, Tom?
Yes. You know, what you're talking about is, when you mentioned the six different things that we have to balance in our life, and seeing a person that needs help and thinking about helping people that need a hand up instead of just a hand out. And that's one of the very tough things with me when I go and teach at Eve's Place for Victims of Domestic Violence. I'm talking to all types of people, and it's so hard at first to actually get through to them. And what I basically give them is the 10 two-letter words: if it is to be, it's up to me. That doesn't mean that you can't reach out and ask for help. But when you do, you have to have it in your own plan of what you're trying to accomplish. Am I just trying to accomplish somebody giving me something to get me through the day? And who's responsibility is it to make sure that when I get on my bike and go down to San Antonio, do I have to have some plans and some backup plans to make sure that my bike is in good shape and that I do that? Yes. But once, no matter what happens, things can happen to you, and you do need a help. And I just think it's like, for a bad analogy, you know, it's like money in the bank. You do something good for somebody else, it doesn't matter. What do they call it? Unrecognized acts of kindness, where you just see somebody and you help them. And the reason you do it is because it's in your plan to do that. That's how you want to live your life. But if you try to help somebody out, but you haven't helped yourself first, then you're not really doing a good thing. You have to be able to take care of yourself first, and then you can offer a hand up to someone else. Does that kind of make sense to you, Terry?
Yeah, it does. It does exactly. And the other piece of that, you know, that we find, I think, is that it really makes us much more whole and happy when we help others. And you know, as boomers or retirees, a lot of times people are searching for meaning, if you will, because they no longer have the career and the professional feedback. And I think a lot of times we find that meaning, whether we are giving back through charities or our time, or we're just, again, assisting family and friends, because it does make you much more whole and happy and healthy. And I think then in the end, the give back comes back to ourselves, so that we can get back on the road and we're much more focused, if you will, in finding our success. You know, I always think back to, you know, General Norman Schwarzkopf saying, when he said, when you help someone up the hill, you're getting closer to the top yourself. And I think that's really true. But sometimes, again, we're so focused on our path to success, to that next destination, that we don't want to pull over and take the time to help someone else. And we stay on the road and we get there on time. But I don't think we get there as fulfilled. And so, you know, I'm finding that spending more time, even though the weather is colder, with family and friends and taking care of issues and helping out is also a very fulfilling part of my retirement or my life at this stage.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's part of the entire package of living. One of the things that's happened to people, and I'm a WW2, so people in my age group, we're just living longer. But part of it is because we have planned for other things to happen in our life. I mean, it used to be the insurance company, when my father-in-law retired from North America, and he had 1,600 people under him. He retires, and he goes out and works in his garage. He had no plan. He worked 40 years and elevated himself from a person could barely speak English to a shop foreman with all these people under him that he was responsible for. And then he had no plan of what happens after that. And I'm saying, there's never been a better time. I mean, today, 10,000 people a day reach age 65, and they'll keep doing that for 18 years. But most of them have no plan. They put money in their 401ks, and now they're 101ks. And they're looking at their life as being in disarray, a lot of people. Some people are doing quite well, and they're quite happy. But for the majority of people, what you want to do is put in a plan, start thinking about what is it that you want to get out of life. And to get something out of life, you got to put something into life. And if you balance those 6 points that you mentioned, especially the spiritual part, I think as we get older, it's like going up a mountain, you're getting closer to God. So that's that, every day you're just getting closer to God. So that's just part of it. You want to balance the spiritual side. And it is one of the problems that I have with my book, because I wanted to teach high school kids about how to do this stuff. It's so simple, of just writing it down. Write 10 things a day that you want to do and plan out your day and move forward. And I have the thing in there about spiritual, and I mention higher power. So the book is not acceptable in high schools, in public schools. So naturally I'm looking at different sources. But as we, you and I, Terry, look out and try to find other nonprofits that are helping people, like Eve's Place, they take a person who's been a victim and they kind of give them a shelter and try to help them get their legs under them so they can move on with their life. And they've invited me graciously to come and speak at their meetings. And every week I go down and talk to them. And actually, to see people that have been victims turn into survivors and then develop a plan to become thrivers. I had one of the ladies last night, and this is such an up for me, is she brought out her laptop and she said, "From what you said, I decided to go start my own business," and she had a website created, and she's already sold advertising on her website. So, you know, from being a victim and having nothing to look forward to, and she has children and has a lot of responsibilities, that she's taking responsibility for herself so that her plan is going to move forward. She knows if it is to be, it's up to her. And that is really what our message is.
Yeah, and a great message again. You know, and my theme this month is that chapter 2 of the book, which I encourage people, again, to get online at www.successorfailure.org and take a look at the book or purchasing the book and look at that chapter 2, because basically, again, you highlight in a workbook format how people can answer questions about who am I now and what do I need to do to feel successful, what are my financial assets and liabilities, but also what are my assets like skills and personality and work ethic. And we talk about how do we improve family and friend relationships, how do I get physically fit so that I can move forward, how do I improve my health and well-being. Additionally, how do I benefit my community and improve my contributions? And then, of course, as you mentioned, Tom, the spiritual piece. And, you know, when we've been presenting this and I've been presenting this information at public universities, et cetera, the way I word the spiritual piece is not really with religion as much as I ask our students or our audience, if you will, am I at peace? And what do I need to do to find more calm and peace in my life? And I think that still gets to the point that you're making, that, you know, people can answer that spiritual question. Am I at peace? And what do I need to do to find more calm and peace? And so with that chapter 2, the whole point again is really inward looking, if you will, self-reflection, and also self-improvement. But it just struck me this month, again, that's also part of it, is that give back and helping others and improving those relationships. The idea of pulling over, stopping, delaying your journey for the sake of others. And that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's part of life. And, you know, we say, there's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. And I think that speaks to this whole point.
That's the whole point of what we're trying to do in the book, is get people to look at their lives. And if they look on the front page, they'll see it looks like a dollar sign. Well, that's a marketing ploy. But it's a path, and it starts out with start and tells you to define your success. Then you come to a line down. That's actually a barrier. And a lot of people can think about what success means to them. They say, oh, if I had $1 million. I say, yeah, if you won the lottery, if you look at the people that do win the lottery, 5 years later they are in deeper debt than they were before they won the lottery, and because they had no plan. And So this is about having a plan to structure your life, and life is a journey, and it's not in a straight line. But you get to direct when you come to a problem. If you have your plan to fall back on, you know what you're working on, and you know that you can carry through that. So that's just part of it. I was one of the first ladies that I helped because you mentioned they can go on. People can go online and buy the book. We have now a place where they can do a download and have a forget what you call it, but an e-book. They can download it as an e-book for $9.99, and or they can have a book shipped to them. Either one of these, the proceeds go to help autistic kids. And if we work with a nonprofit, where we supply the little gap, but that most nonprofits try to help people that are like the person caught beside the road. They're stuck. If they don't have water and you stop and give them some water, you've actually saved their life. And that's kind of what this book is that it gives you the expansion so that you know where you're going and your next move. Well, what we're looking to do is to get that person that's stuck beside the road to get their life together, have a plan, so the next time they fill up and get gas at the last gas station instead of having to walk back to it. You know, just having a plan and then working your plan and getting the things out of your life that are equal to the things that you're putting into it. And that's the main theory or think of on the book. And I want people to know that they can go online and order the book. That's fine. But in either case, they get 30 days of free mentoring. So all they have to do is email me at tom@successorfailure.org and ask any question, whether it's a business question, because I am a SCORE mentor and I can do that. I'm qualified to do that and certified. And if it's a personal and you want some ideas about how to work out problems within your own life, and that's very, very good. One of the things that I was getting into was the first lady that I talked to that was, I would say, my first client in mentoring. She was a lady, 76 years old, was coming to our networking meetings, and she got laid off. 285 people got laid off at the same time. And she came to me very upset, and I guess the word would be depressed. And I said, well, Pat, what is it that you want to do? She says, I just can't go get in the unemployment line, and I can't be a burden on my children. That's just not how I live. And so I said, well, come on in. We sat down, and I had a face-to-face meeting with her and tried to find out what she wanted, what her skill sets were. And we actually went through the book and figured out what she wanted to have in her life. And it wasn't me doing it. She was just answering the questions that were right in the book. And she came back one other time and she said that she's going to start a business. That was 3 years ago. Today she's probably one of the most well-known, respected women in the West Valley. And proof of that is she just won Woman of the Year for the entire West Valley in Phoenix, Maricopa County. So, you know, it went from a person who was depressed, didn't know what to do, 76 years old. And so I asked her, I was talking to her at a meeting this morning before we went on the radio show, and she was giving a talk to a networking group. And she said that, you know, having this idea, and I asked her, I said, well, what about your exit strategy, you know, that was part of your whole business plan. And she said, well, yes, when I'm 95, I'm going to sell my business, move to Kentucky, and be with my daughters. So I say, you know, the baby boomers, you're gonna have to live up to a lot to live up to this lady.
Well, what that tells me is for baby boomers, we have to make sure that our plan goes another 40 years, right?
You just have to have a plan because nobody knows when the end is. It used to be the insurance companies would bet you'd die 1.9 years after you retired. And by the way, that's what happened to my father-in-law. While he was working in his garage, there was nothing in his life left. He was finished. He had no plans, and he just passed away. And I think it was just being sorrow of not having his daily routine. He loved his job so much. You know, he put his whole life into it, and that's what we're trying to show in the book. It's not that's bad. It's just that you have to have a you in your life. And that's what we try to get people to look at. What is it that you want, and what is your talent, and what is your drive to get the things that you want? And it's not all about having a lot of money, because that I've been rich and I've been very poor. And the point is that they always say rich is better, but it just all it does is give you more choices. So if you have fewer choices but a definite plan, you don't need as much money, and you don't have to just be striving to accumulate wealth when you can actually be working and helping other people. Make your you better first, your family second, your community third, your country fourth. That's just a method that we try to help people do.
Well, and I think as we said last month as well, you know, we want people to make it happen instead of let it happen. And so often, whether it's baby boomers or retirees like me, we get to that point, and many people, maybe like you were saying, your father-in-law, we let it happen. Simply now we're retired, so life will happen as it happens. And what we're saying is, no, it should happen as you would like it to happen. But in order for that to occur, you've got to develop a plan. You've got to develop a plan for success, whatever that success may mean to you now. And it may mean volunteering. It may be improving your golf game. Maybe learning how to play an instrument. Whatever that success is, or a new career, obviously, start, develop a plan, get healthy and ready to do it, and start moving forward along that path.
That is so true. And when I go down to Eve's place, I was there last night, and it is so heartwarming to me to see. I mean, it's like you look into people's eyes, and at first it's just blank. And these people are constantly coming and going. So it's not like a class with the same people. I see the same people every week. They're marching through this shelter, this protection that Eve's place gives them. But they're actually now, I'm seeing them from the first time they start thinking about it, and I give them the paperwork. And I physically get on them about meaning. I push them to start and to define what success means to them, to think, what is it they're going to do with their life? And just what you said is having yourself in good physical condition. That is one of our duties as a member of society. I mean, we have to be physically fit and be able to accept challenges that are physically taxing. And by doing that, I think we just move forward and we find out that there are the only limitations we put on ourselves is saying, I don't think I can do that. You're 100% correct. If you say, I don't know if I can do that, but I want to, and I'm going to make a plan, and I am going to, the door opens up.
Yeah, exactly. And full well knowing, as we've talked about earlier, that along that path, there are also going to be roadblocks. That's another chapter of the book in dealing with what happens when we hit a roadblock, whether that be financial or educationally or some crises, as the people you're talking about, they've had crises in their lives, and that's a roadblock to their success. So how do we get over, around, or through that, but still keep moving forward? And so I think that's all part of the plan, is full well knowing that you're going to hit roadblocks and you're going to have to develop ways to get around them.
That's the whole point of that graphic on the front page, what looks like a dollar sign, is that each one of these spaces is the line goes through it and you are stopped. But that just means you, when you come to a barrier, but your plan has gone past that, you'll design a method of going over, under, around, or through the barrier, because barriers are only things that we allow to limit ourselves. Hard work, dedication, focus, all are the things that we use our tools in our tool bag to move our self forward. Like one of the things I'm trying to move my golf game forward. At 73, it's a little bit difficult to get around on all the shots. But, you know, if you practice, it's amazing how much better you get. You can say, oh, I'm not a good golfer, which is probably true. But the point is, I'm not looking to be a pro. I'm looking to have enjoyment and for myself and with the people that I'm playing with. So that's just the same thing. Golf, to me, is a metaphor for life. I mean, it's how you get along with people. It's a journey. It's what you're doing personally, and it's not against the other people. Golf is you against the golf course. You're trying to win over the golf course, and it's just a whole different mindset. And if you use that in your life, it's not about you making a lot of money, because you could go buy a lottery ticket and make a lot of money or have a lot of money or not. Or have less. The point of it is that as you're doing that, it's not all about this huge accumulation of wealth. It's about in dollars and being able to count dollars. What it is, it's about accumulating good things in your life and good people in your life that you can help them, they can help you, and there's a camaraderie that goes along with that. And I think that's one of the things that's been missing in our society is so many people now think, well, the government's going to help us. And I mean, they're so upside down, there's no way. And that's what I teach these victims of domestic violence. Don't look for outside sources for money. What you're going to have to do is look inside of your own skill set. Write down your skills. Become preparation in the path of opportunity. And we try to talk about that, and at first they don't quite get it. But I say, if you have your goal, and you know this is what definition of success is, I make them write down what kind of house they're living in, what kind of car they're driving, what color is it, what extras are on it, what kind of jewelry they have, clothes, shoes, where their kids go to school, what's their standing in the community, what's their give back. Look at that entire thing. And then we break those things down and figure out how much each one of those things cost. And then we back into it. Say, well, if I want this kind of lifestyle, it's going to cost me $10,000 a month. Well, maybe I can ratchet that down a little bit. Or maybe I can figure out, I still want that, and I'm going to figure out and create stair steps to get to my goal. And that's part of what this whole, that's what the whole thing is with the book and talking to people. And then I get such a lift out of it personally, because I'm, to tell you the truth, my son and I are going to a business class and about writing business plans. So I'm in the process of writing a business plan for one of my companies, and my son's writing one for his company. Well, I've never seen him actually take this much interest in his own business. And one of the things he told the instructor is, he said, well, my dad's getting older, and I don't know how long I can rely on him for being my mentor. Well, yeah, I'll always be there as long as I'm around for him and be a mentor to him. But we have to take responsibility of it ourselves, so that you're not just going to ask the same question to your mentor, because mentors are eventually going to say, well, when is it that you are going to put some input in here? So that's part of it. And one of the things that I didn't mention, kind of change the subject here. This last week, I went to a Kiwanis Club meeting, and the purpose of Kiwanis, as I understand it, is to help children. And so I went and presented our program that I have at Sun City Country Club to help children. I got one of the, what we do is we have a program where we have a top quality teaching professional work with the autistic kids. We get high school students to come and be a mentor for the individual, have 10 students, and we'll bring them in to teach them motor skills and social interaction. And we have an excellent, excellent program. I think the only one in the country, to tell you the truth, for autistic kids. And the parents, all they have to do, they have no expenses. They just get their child to the class. That's their expense. But once the child is at the class, it's a four one-hour classes. And we've had such good reviews from that. I want to just read a testimonial that the mom of one of the students wrote, and it's a testimonial from her. I just wanted you all to know that today went very well for Eric, and it looks like the rest of the boys as well. I had to drag him out of the house with him resisting all the way today, and he came home a changed kid. I have tried for years to get him involved in something, karate, soccer, etc., and he has just refused, and even after trying various things. He had an interest in golf and seemed willing until it came down to getting him there today. He has been dealing with very low self-esteem and a number of other issues that have beaten him down and his confidence level over the years. Today boosted him up so high, it was a welcome relief. He did well and was happy with all that went on. He wants to come back and can't wait for Saturday. This is a major breakthrough for him, and I wanted you both to know it. What you are doing there is absolutely wonderful, and I like how you ended it with praise for each child. Thank you both so very much, and all the others responsible for making this happen. Jane, Mama to Eric. I mean, this is the type of give back that really makes, I mean, there's no monetary value that you can put on a letter like that. And this is really the true value of the book. It not only is helping the individuals, but the proceeds from it, the profits from it, all go to help autistic children or other nonprofits. So it's like last week I went to a Kiwanis Club here in our local area, and when the gentleman wrote back that I pitched them, and that's the right word, I asked them for funding for to be a sponsor on these classes, and I said I proposed that they could either sell some of my books and we'll use that money, or they could just write a check and be a sponsor. So either way, and so he wrote me back and said, we will discuss your proposal at our next meeting and let you know the results. Then we can proceed from there. Whether we collaborate with you in selling the book will be up to the board. However, I think several of us are very interested in working with you in some hands-on manner. Regard the book, this gentleman who is president-designate for the next year, regard the book I purchased on and read it this afternoon. Excellent. A real primer for anyone looking to establish a business or relationship. I have 2 master's degrees and truly wish I had your book when I retired from the U.S. Army more than 37 years ago and went into business for myself. My wife is now reading it and will most likely share it with her seminar students. And this is the whole idea. It's starting to catch on and have a grassroots because it is actually working for people. And that is the true significance and what we're trying to do. Terry, you know, when we're working with nonprofits, and at first they're thinking, well, what do these guys want? And we're actually coming in at no cost to them, and we provide them the books, they can sell them, or they can sponsor the kids. So there's a lot of things that we can do. Any nonprofit that's out there that hears our program, or if the people listening know or volunteer at a nonprofit that's trying to do a fundraiser for their own self, we will supply them books. If they sell them, then they get $10 of the proceeds to go to any cause they want to go to, and we'll take the balance of the proceeds and profits to help autistic kids. So there's something in this for everybody. The people that buy the book are getting helped, and the people who are the recipients of the training, they're getting help. So that's really the hallmark of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, and it, as we say in the opening of the show, Tom, it is a tried and true concept of finding success, whatever your definition of success is. And the examples that you just brought up actually echo, you know, my theme for this month of that chapter two and that balanced life. Doing work with these nonprofits and Eve's Place and autistic children, and that's all give back. That's all part of benefiting the community, improving contribution, and again, balancing life by helping others. And that's really what I started the show with. And I think both two points. Number one, it's a tried and true concept of following this path to success. And number two, along the way, you may have to pull over to assist others, and that's okay, because it makes your life more whole, and you are improved for then carrying on your path of success.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's actually what we're in here trying to accomplish. And, you know, whether we work with the Kiwanis, which are actually trying to help children, they're just looking for different ways to do it. And a lot of times they go outside of the community because somebody doesn't have a program that actually answers a need inside of the community. And what we found with autistic kids, it was very difficult at first to get enough autistic kids, because I want 10 to be in the class. That's a $1,000 fee, because they get 4 hours. That's 40 hours of mentoring. And it's really a great program for them, because as I read the letter from Eric's mom, I mean, you can just see, there's two things. You can see it in the kids, but where we do, we have the kids out on the practice facility, which is chipping and putting area of the club. And I've had my members come up to me and say, oh, Tom, it's really nice that you're having a junior program here. I said, no, that's not a junior program. It's autistic kids. They said, well, that's amazing. They're so well behaved. I mean, like, you know, they couldn't, because there's mostly this misunderstanding of it. But once you have a good program where the kids actually are getting things from it, and they're being taught social interchange, where they can do social activity between their mentor and the entire group and individually, it's really a heartwarming thing. And then the moms, mostly mothers, but there's some dads who will bring the children too. But we don't allow them to be part of the group, so they sit up on a patio, and they can watch the proceedings. They're there to be part of it, but they're separated from the kids, and the whole hour just zooms by. It is such a solid program.
Yeah, it really is, and it's just good work. Anything else, Tom, for this month's program?
No, I think you're gonna have something to do right after this, and I'm going to San Antonio, so maybe we'll just have this about 15 minutes short this month.
Yeah, and that works. Again, thanks and good luck, and I know you'll represent us well, but most importantly, have fun while you're doing it in San Antonio.
Well, I have a goal, and my goal is I would like to finish in the top three, which will allow me to be invited back to compete next year without going to a regional. So that's my minimum goal. And naturally, my next goal up is to win and go and represent the United States, which I think would be an absolute magnificent honor. But my third and most important goal is to go there and play well, or play as good as I'm capable of. And that's my real hierarchy of goals in this activity. So if I don't come back with the trophy, I'm covered, but only if I play to my ability, because I'm playing against the course, and if somebody else is better than me at that time, that's just how it's going to be. So, you know, you just do the best you can. If it is the best you can, you're far ahead of the pack.
Well, as usual, it sounds like you have a plan. And thanks again for joining with me this month on the radio show, even though we're separated. And hopefully I will see you next month in Arizona. Until then, again, we want to thank you all who are listening for joining us on Success or Failure with Tom and Terry. We hope you'll join us next month live, typically at 9 o'clock, this month at 8:30, the last Wednesday of the month, or you can join us anytime on www.blogtalkradio.com/BoomerandBabe. In the meantime, feel free to comment and join in the discussion by emailing us at successorfailure.org. Once again, this is Dr. Terry Munther and Tom Legering reminding you that success or failure, the choice is yours. Good luck, Tom.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Success or Failure with Tom Legering and Terry Munther. Success or Failure is a Boomer and the Babe Enterprises radio production. Contact them at boomerandthebabe.com.